iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty, and in our weekly roundup this week, British Indian by-election fury, living bridge as a source of strength and zest for yoga and more. Now at the Indian Global Forum this week, UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab spoke of the British Indian diaspora living bridge as a great source of strength. Also, it was however a great disappointment to note the Labour Party chose to ignore the many strengths of the UK-India partnership by allowing an extremely offensive and divisive leaflet to be circulated at the Batley and Spen by-election this week. And in the lead-up to the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, iGlobal launched its new iWellness Show podcast series with an insightful interview with the founder of Zest for Yoga. More on that in a moment.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so as we look into the stories of the week right here on iGlobal Radio, UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab was amongst some of the senior cabinet ministers to address the India Global Forum this week. Here are some excerpts from his address. We're working closely together in so many areas, whether it's tackling climate change, responding to the pandemic, or laying the foundations for both economies and countries around the world to bounce back from the COVID economically stronger and more sustainable. Dominic Raab also went on to say Prime Minister Johnson and Prime Minister Modi agreed a gear shift in bilateral relations at a virtual summit in May. India deemed UK a comprehensive strategic partner, the first European nation to be designated as such. Our Prime Ministers signed an enhanced trade partnership that will create £530 million worth of inward investment, and we now want to secure a free trade deal by 2030 with the aim of doubling bilateral trade. There's more on this story from Dominic Raab under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iglobalnews.com.
iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, as we continue with our weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio, it was, however, a great disappointment to note that the Labour Party chose to ignore the many strengths of the UK-India partnership by allowing an extremely offensive and divisive leaflet to be circulated at the Batley and Spen by-election this week. And as reported on the iGlobal desk, British Indian organisations reacted with fury after a Labour Party leaflet circulating for the ongoing by-election campaign in the constituency of Batley and Spen in West Yorkshire featured Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a handshake with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The message next to the image reads, "Don't ask a Tory MP who is not on your side." Now, the leaflet was posted on Twitter on Monday by Conservative Party MP Richard Holden and attracted a flurry of furious reactions, with people accusing the opposition party of stirring up divisions for political gain. There's more on this story under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iglobalnews.com.
iglobalnews.com.
And so to the lead up to the Great Big Indian Wellness Show. iGlobal launched its new iWellness Show podcast series with an insightful interview with the founder of Zest for Yoga. And Katya Patel is the founder of Zest for Yoga, set up to support women through all phases of their lives, including pregnancy and postnatal support.
First of all, because I'm a woman, so I do know what needs they have, and the different phases that women go through, pregnancy, trying to conceive postnatal, then menstrual cycle. You know, there are lots of opportunities where issues can arise, menopause. So I've always had a keen interest in helping women.
Find out more about this story and others on the iWellness Show. Look for this very special feature on the iGlobal desk at iglobalnews.com.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iglobalnews.com. Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians. iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iglobalnews.com.
This is the weekly roundup with Tony Patty on iGlobal Radio as we take a detailed look at the stories of the week. And some of the big stories of the week from iGlobalNews.com are, as one of the spotlight addresses at the Indian Global Forum this week, His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales highlighted India's many efforts to combat the climate crisis facing the world. Also, starting university course in a new country has been made harder with the pandemic. Here, an Indian student answers some frequently asked questions for new recruits planning their UK journey. And the recipe this time focuses on crunchy coconutty treats that work well as a side dish. And also in the latest episode of the Sewa series, Hanuman Das of Go Dharmic delves into how his dharma guides him on his humanitarian mission. And finally, the UK-based Indian classical dancer choreographer reflects upon her journey to carve a niche for Kuchipudi in her adopted country. Stay with us right here for our weekly roundup and stories of the week.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iglobalnews.com. iglobalnews.com. Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so as we catch up with the big stories of the week under our news and views section at iglobalnews.com, India's solar power, an example to the world, says Prince Charles. India has a vital role to play in the world's search for nature-based and technology-based solutions, which are critical to accelerating the move towards a zero-carbon future, and its solar power effects are an example to the world. Britain's Prince Charles said this on Wednesday. In a special address at the India Global Forum session on climate action, the world-renowned environmental campaigner called upon Indian entrepreneurs and CEOs to join the Sustainable Markets India Council, launched to seek out sustainable investments to influence an acceleration towards climate action goals. There's more on this story under the News and Views section at iglobalnews.com.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iglobalnews.com. iglobalnews.com. Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And now, as we continue with our big stories of the week and our weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio, starting a university course in a new country has been made harder with a pandemic. Here, an Indian student answers some frequently asked questions for new recruits planning their UK journey. Now, as an Indian student based in London, she reflects on the many questions weighing on the minds of international graduates. Who would have thought that she'd be able to travel to London in September 2020 during the COVID-19 outbreak, when even the vaccines were under study? The decision was tough. So whether to defer the offer or study remotely for some time and travel when the situation got better, or travel in September itself, all of this was dependent on her visa, which came just a week before her departure, and the situation was tense. Now, eventually, following all the rules and regulations of quarantine and social distancing, she was in London and glad to be able to do so as well, and came here as some of her classes were held in person. She was also able to attend all of the laboratory-based classes and network with her classmates. So, an incredible journey of a student and a guide to finding the answers to frequently asked questions of COVID-hit ending students. More on that story under the Campus section at iGlobalNews.com.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
And now, as we continue to look back at the stories of the week, here's a culinary delight for you. And under the iCommunity section, we look at food and beans. The recipe this time focuses on a crunchy, coconutty treat that works well as a side dish. And the dish that I'm talking about is Poriyal. Poriyal is the South Indian equivalent of a quick dry stir fry, a side dish intended to complement rice dishes. Now, it's easy to make and an ideal way to cook vegetables, from potatoes to broccoli to daikon. And what's particularly nice about this dish is that the beans retain their crunch even after cooking and get an added bite from the dal in the dish. It's mildly spiced, which doesn't overpower the actual taste of the beans. Truly delightful to eat. And if you want to find out the recipe and more about this, check out the special feature by Radhika Howarth under the iCommunity section at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com. Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
This is the weekly roundup from iGlobal Radio with Tony Paddy. And in our weekly roundup, we check out the top stories of the week. And in the latest episode of the Sewa series, Hanuman Das of Go Direct delves into how his Dharma guides him on his humanitarian mission.
Well, if we were to understand first what Dharma is, because when we have that request, Go Dharmic, it's actually a call to action. So when we understand what Dharma is, we look to ancient texts like the Mahabharata as Dharma Shastra to understand what is Dharma.
Find out more about the Go Dharmic to make a difference under the iSpirituality section at iGlobalNews.com.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
And finally, with our top stories of the week in our weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio, the UK-based Indian classical dancer and choreographer reflects upon her journey to carve a niche for Kuchipudi in her adopted country. And hailing from the small village of Andhra Pradesh in southern India, it's a unique Indian classical dance form called Kuchipudi. Historically, this art form was very male-dominated, mainly performed by Brahmin boys, traversing through neighbouring settlements to spread moral principles among the public. And talking about that, here's Arunima Kumar.
That it has, a huge vibrance. For me, it is a very playful dance form, and it has a lot of dance theater. And I loved, telling stories through dance. So for me, I think that is what attracted me to it. It is a very fast and yet lilting dance form.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians. Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
And so with that, we conclude this week's weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio. Thank you for listening. You listen to us, and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.